Chapter 68. 1712 and following numbers. Addison, in The Spectator, number 445, spoke of the mortality among authors resulting from the Stamp Act as "he fall of the leaf." For the title is "Lewis Baboon Turned Honest," and "John Bull Politician," being the fourth part of Law's A Bottomless Pit. This pamphlet, really the fifth of the series, appeared on July 31, 1712. 5. Poor Lyriker. 6. See Letter 12, Note 1. 7. On the death of the third Earl in 1712, the title of Earl of Winchelsea passed to his uncle, Heneage Finch, who had married Anne, daughter of Sir William Kingsmill. See Letter 24, Note 7. Letter 52. 1. Addressed to Mrs. Dingley, etc. Endorsed C.T. 1st. At Portron, Portrane. 2. Oxford and Bolingbroke. 3. Including Esther Van Omri. 4. He died on September 15, 1712. 5. Elizabeth Villiers, eldest daughter of Sir Edward Villiers, Knight Marischal of England, and sister of the first Earl of Jersey. In 1695 she married Lord George Hamilton, son of Lord William Douglas, afterwards Duke of Hamilton, who was raised to the peerage of Scotland in 1696 as Earl of Orkney. William III gave her an Irish estate worth £26,000 a year. Swift's opinion of her wisdom is confirmed by Lord Lansdowne, who speaks, in his Progress of Poetry, of Villiers, for wisdom and deep judgment famed, of a high race, victorious beauty brings to grace our courts, and captivate our kings. The ode seems a poetic license. Swift says the lady squinted like a dragon. 6. Clifton. 7. See Letter 12, Note 7. 8. Swift's sister. See Letter 9, Note 22. 9. Forster reads Edernd. 10. See Swift's letter to General Hill of August 12, 1712. 11. Swift's housekeeper at Lyriker. 12. I.E.E., be made freeman of the city. Letter 53. 1. Addressed to Mrs. Dingley, etc. Endorsed C.T.R. 18. At Portron. 2. Home times, when better company was not to be had, he, Swift, was honored by being invited to play at cards with his patron, and on such occasion Sir William was so generous as to give his antagonist a little silver to begin with. Macaulay, History of England, Chap. 6. 3. The History of the Works of the Learned, a quarto periodical, was published from 1699 to 1711. 4. See Letter 35, Note 4. 5. See Letter 28, Note 25. 6. Lady Elizabeth Savage, daughter of Richard, 4th Earl Rivers. See Letter 11, Note 9, was the second wife of James Barry, 4th Earl of Barrymore. Of Earl Rivers' illegitimate children, 1. Bessie, married, 1. Frederick Nassau, 3rd Earl of Rochford, and 2. A clergyman named Carter, while another, Richard Savage, was the poet. Earl Rivers' successor, John Savage, the 5th Earl, was a Roman Catholic priest, the grandson of John, 1st Earl Rivers. On his death in 1728 the title became extinct. 7. No. 32. 8. Very sick. 9. From Udi to Greeable is partially obliterated. 10. Mrs. Swanton was the eldest daughter of Willoughby Swift, and therefore Swift's second cousin. In her will, Esther Johnson left to Swift bond of £30, due to me by Dr. Russell, in trust for the use of Mrs. Honoria Swanton. 11. This sentence is partially obliterated. 12. See Letter 51, Note 2. 13. See Letter 5, Note 16. 14. The latter half of this sentence is partially obliterated. 15. Partly obliterated. 16. See Letter 8, Note 2. 17. Wise. 18. Partly obliterated. 19. See Letter 6, Note 45. 20. This sentence is almost obliterated. Letter 54. 1. The MS. of this letter has not been preserved. 2. See Letter 26, Note 2. 3. Swift's friend, Dr. Pratt, see Letter 2, Note 14, was then Provost of Trinity College, Dublin. For Samuel Molyneux, then aged 23, was the son of William Molyneux, 1656-1698, M.P.P. for Dublin University, a writer on philosophical and scientific subjects, and the friend of Locke. Samuel Molyneux took his M.A. degree in Dublin in 1710 and in 1712 visited England. He was befriended by the Duke of Marlborough at Antwerp, and in 1714 was sent by the Duke on a mission to the court of Hanover. He held office under George I, but devoted most of his attention to astronomical research, until his death in 1728. 5. Probably the case of Ireland's being bound by Acts of Parliament in England stated, 1698. 6. Oxford and Bolingbroke. 7. See Letter 36 Note 18. 8. See Letter 51 August 7, 1712. 9. George Ridpath, died 1726, a Whig journalist, of whom Pope Dunciad, I 208, wrote O'Donis Ridpath is as dear as mist. He edited the Flying Post for some years, and also wrote for the Medley in 1712. In September, William Hurt and Ridpath were arrested for libelous and seditious articles, but were released on bail. On October 23, they appeared before the Court of Queen's Bench, and were continued on their recognizances. In February 1713, Ridpath was tried, and, in spite of an able defense by leading Whig lawyers, was convicted. Sentence was postponed, and when Ridpath failed to appear, as ordered, in April, his recognizances were escheated, and a reward offered for his discovery. But he had fled to Scotland, and from thence to Holland. 10. See Letter 52 Note 5. 11. Lady Orkney's sister, Barbara Villiers, who married John Berkeley, 4th Viscount FitzHardinge, had been governess to the Duke of Gloucester, Queen Anne's son. She died in 1708 in her 52nd year, and on her husband's death 4 years later the peerage became extinct. 12. For the Street Careers, see The Spectator, No. 251. Letter 55. 1 addressed to Mrs. Dingley. Endorsed of 26 just come from Portrain, and the bandbox plot D. Hamilton's Murther. 2. Charles Mohun, 5th Baron Mohun, had been twice arraigned of murder, but acquitted. And during his short, but turbulent life he had taken part in many duels. Even Burnet could say nothing in his favor. 3. This duel between the Duke of Hamilton, see Letter 27 Note 9, and Lord Mohun, who had married nieces of Lord Macclesfield, had its origin in a protracted dispute about some property. The challenge came from Lord Mohun, and the combatants fought like enraged lions. Tory writers suggested that the duel was a Whig conspiracy to get rid of the Duke of Hamilton. Examiner, November 2017-12. The whole subject is discussed from the Whig point of view in Boyer's Political State for 1712, pages 297-326. 4. Ill MS. 5. See Letter 27 Note 9. 6. George Macartney, see Letter 11 Note 13 and Letter 39 January 22, 1711-12, fought at Almanza, Malplaquet, and Douay. After the duel, Macartney escaped to Holland, but on the accession of George I, he returned to England, and was tried for murder June 1716, when Colonel Hamilton gave evidence against him. Hamilton's evidence was discredited, and he found it necessary to sell his commission and leave the country. Macartney was found guilty as an accessory, and earned in the hand. Within a month he was given an appointment in the army, and promoted to be lieutenant general. He died in 1730. 7. Colonel John Hamilton, of the Scots Guards. He surrendered himself, and was tried at the Old Bailey on December 12, 1712, when he was found guilty of manslaughter, on 2 indictments, and on the following day he was earned in the hand. Hamilton died in October 1716 soon after Macartney's trial, from a sudden vomiting of blood. 8. At M.S. 9. The story as told in the Tory Post Boy of November 11 to 13 was that on November 4 a bandbox was sent to the Earl of Oxford by post. When he began to open it, he saw a pistol, whereupon a gentleman present, Swift, asked for the box, and opening it by the window, found powder, nails, etc., so arranged that, if opened in the ordinary way, the hole would have been fired, and two barrels discharged different ways. No doubt a box so packed was received, but whether anything serious was intended, or whether it was a hoax, cannot be said with any certainty. The Earl of Oxford is said to have made allusions to the subject with a smile, and Swift seems to have been annoyed at the reports which were put into circulation. 10. He have received a more particular account relating to the box sent to the Lord Treasurer, as mentioned in our last, which is as follows, etc. Evening News, November 11 to 13, 1712. 11. Either letter to the people, to be left for them at the booksellers, with a word or two of the bandbox plot by T. Burnett, 1712, or an account of the duel. With previous reflections on sham plots by A. Boyer, 1712. Swift's connection with the bandbox plot was ridiculed in the Flying Post for November 22-22. 12 cf. Letter 16 February. 2017-10-11. 13. This sentence is partially obliterated. 14. Part of this sentence has been obliterated. 15. See letter 43, note 39. I have not been able to find a copy of the paper containing Swift's paragraph. 16. This sentence is partially obliterated. 17. See letter 12, note 2. 18. Apparently Humphrey Griffith, who was one of the commissioners of Salt, but Swift gives the name as Griffin throughout. 19. See letter 53, note 13, and letter 5, note 16. 20. For these shorter letters, Swift folded the folio sheet before writing. Letter 56. One addressed to Mrs. Dingley, etc., endorsed Ecker. 18. 2. Vengeance. 3. Charles Connor, scholar of Trinity College, Dublin, who took his B.A. degree in the same year as Swift, 1686, and his M.A. degree in 1691. 4. The history of the Peace of Utrecht. 5. See letter 55, note 7. 6. Lord Oxford's daughter Elizabeth married, on December 16, 1712, Peregrine Hyde, Marquis of Carmarthen, afterwards 3rd Duke of Leeds. See letter 42, note 23, and letter 24, note 5. She died on November 2017-13, a few days after the birth of a son. Swift called her friend I extremely loved. 7. SMS. 8. Disorders. 9. See letter 34, note 10. 10. John Francis, rector of St. Mary's, Dublin, was made Dean of Leighlin in 1705. 11. See letter 9, note 7. 12. Possibly Ave. 13. See letter 55, notes 9, 10, 11. 14. This clause is omitted by Mr. Ryland. 15. See letter 31, note 6. 16. See letter 54, October 30, 1712. 17. Thomas Jones Esquire, was M.P. for Trim in the Parliament of 1713-4. 18. A Dutch agent employed in the negotiations with Louis Ziv. 19. When I come home. Letter 57. 1. Addressed to Mrs. Dingley, etc. endorsed an. 13. 2. Why, Mary, this is something like. The earlier editions give, how agreeable it is in a morning. The words in the MS are partially obliterated. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.